Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two of The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Jason Duda. I mean, you don't even need an introduction anymore, do
no.
you? Do no. you, Duda?
No. No introductions.
You've been on the show?
No.
Many times. People are familiar with you. Do you think more people know you as a 20-year Wichita Thunder player and coach or as a 20-time co-host of this show?
20-time co-host of this show.
Really?
Do you honestly believe it's got to be. It's got to be. For sure.
Don't just say that to stroke Bob Vigo.
No,
he's not here.
No, for sure. Guaranteed it is. I was so lucky to be able to do this and fill in for you guys. I mean, it's the best thing ever for me personally.
Is it? Is this the highlight of your young life?
For sure. It's the highlight of my day from 4 to 6 every time I'm on.
Well, that's not what I said. I said, is it the highlight of your life?
No.
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 But you had to think about it.
No, not really. No, I didn't.
You hesitated.
I did hesitate, but no.
That time wasn't spent thinking?
I thought about it for a second, like, is this a trick question? That's where I was going with
it. If you wait that long to answer a question and you weren't thinking, that explains so much about you.
Oh, it should.
You're just drifting off. Let's go to the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline, 869-1240, the number. We are happy to be joined, unsolicited, by our 2018 Smack-Off champion, or World Series of Face-Off champion. You know I have it on the brain. Jeff Moore, who won the last two matches yesterday to win the title over Dan Barber, is joining us right now. What's up, Jeff?
Not too much, Jeff. I just want to say thanks a lot for the experience yesterday. It was some of the most fun I've had since my third grandchild was born.
That's some good stuff. Almost the highlight of your life, too, then.
Yeah, but, you know, and on the other side, I feel a little disrespected, Jeff. You started the show going, yeah, you heard it right. Jeff Moore won. I mean, come on. I know I was a six seed, but really?
Yeah, I must apologize for slotting you in as a six seed.
So you're saying you did something wrong?
No, I'm apologizing on behalf of the winner. The seed was correct. He outperformed it, is what I'm saying. Right, Jeff? Don't you think you probably deserved a six, ultimately?
Probably so, Jeff. But, you know, because it was my first time playing. But another thing is, you want to talk to Benny from Wisco, who was a fifth-place finisher in the Smack-Off, but
yes.
you never would say this about efforting me.
Well, we had you on the show yesterday. You were the star of yesterday's show.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But I also didn't have your contact information, so that hurts too.
Well, I tried to Facebook friend you guys, but you got too many friends already.
So. Oh, not me. You can Facebook friend me anytime you want.
Okay, maybe I'll do that, Jeff. I know Bob is all filled up.
Yeah, I don't know 5,000 people, so I'm pretty good.
Okay.
Well, hey, Jeff, congratulations on your win yesterday, but I'm guessing you've been listening to the show, and as a champion in the sports field, I'm going to ask you, because I'm going to ask everybody that calls in today.
Are you serious about this right now?
Will the Cleveland Browns make the playoffs, or is Jeff out to lunch?
Well, dude, I agree with you. He's out to lunch. He's on the Cleveland bandwagon. He always wants to talk about Cleveland Indians and the Eagles and everything.
Thank you.
There's more to life than Cleveland, brother, and the Eagles.
That's Jeff Moore. He's a smart man.
I don't
obviously.
Know. There's not much
it.
More to life.
He's proven it, Jeff.
I don't have three grandkids, Jeff. I got to grasp onto whatever I can.
Well, you know what they say. You can never be old and wise. Unless you were once young and wild, brother.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Congratulations again. Looking forward to communicating with you over the next year and seeing you again in the World Series next year.
Sounds great, brother. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Jeff Moore, our World Series of Face-Off champ. This
Good
is a
player.
This is a day for, well, Benny and Wisco didn't win, but this is a guy who finished fifth in the Smack-Off. We had our winner of the World Series of Face-Off. We've got some big wigs, some heavy hitters in today.
You do. You did a great job putting the show together today.
Didn't I?
Oh, yeah. It was
on the fly, really.
Yeah, you the man.
This isn't something I can dedicate a whole lot of time to over the course
of the day. I'm surprised you didn't call Jeff, though, to get him in for a segment. I mean, he is from here.
I guess we do have his number
now. He's from here. We could have had him on for a segment.
Yeah, but again, he was the star of yesterday's show. That'd be like...
Hey, when you win a championship like that, it should last a couple days at least.
That'd be like Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel having the same guest on 2 days in a row. Why would you do that? Jeff was...
Why wouldn't you do
Jeff
that?
Is literally,
if they're that good, why wouldn't you?
Jeff is literally yesterday's news.
I think that is an awful thing to say.
What? He is.
That is awful. No, he's not yesterday's news.
Did it happen yesterday?
He's today's news. We talked about it today.
No, Benny and Wisco's today's news.
No, Benny is not today's news here in Wichita. Jeff Moore's today's news.
I wonder if we could have gotten Brad and Corona if we'd really tried.
Well, I mean, you got all the pull in the world.
The
I mean, I'm sure you could have.
Yeah, but I'd rather have Benny and Wisco, a guy who's kind of on the periphery. He's a made guy on the show, but, you know, he's probably not going to win the thing.
You don't think he's going to win the thing?
Oh, I wouldn't imagine. He's a really good caller, but...
So why can't he win it?
Because these other guys have...
You didn't think Jeff was going to win, or else you wouldn't have seen him as a 6 seed.
Oh, I knew that he was going to win. I just wanted to motivate him.
So you were wrong.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you were wrong. He should have been in a 1 seed.
Well, and next year he probably will be. But you know what happens?
He better be. He better be higher than 6.
You know what happens when you're a 1 seed?
Tell me.
Target on your back.
Jeez.
That's what happens. So we'll see if he can live up to it. Anybody can live up to a 6 seed. You're supposed to lose in the first round.
As a 6 seed?
Yeah, you play a 3 and you're predicted to lose. So a 6 seed.
So he beat all the odds.
He did.
What were the odds on him to start with?
8-1 I had it.
Only 6 seed at 8-1.
Yeah.
That's odd.
It's not great.
Pardon the pun. That's odd.
Well, 8-1 is actually even.
No, it's not.
It's an even number, 8. Anyway, let's go back to the phones, and Chuck has joined us this afternoon into the early evening. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing, Jason and Jeff?
Hey, I think I'm good.
Yeah, before I have a question for Jeff. Jason?
Yeah.
Did acknowledge you in Canada? Hey. Did I do that right?
A? Yeah, you did.
A?
That was a little weak.
But I appreciate the effort, buddy.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, I just for clarification, when you were talking about the quarterback duels with Cleveland.
Yes.
Did you say that Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield is about as good as it gets in the NFL?
Chuck,
as good
of a quarterback situation as far as a starter and a backup who are both semi-dependable, and you have a guy who you know what you're going to get from Tyrod Taylor. He's not a star. He's a good, solid player, and you have a high-ceiling guy, a rookie that you'll probably turn to at some point in his first season, which I think is... pretty good. I think a lot of teams would like to have Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield.
Okay, so can I just throw out, you know, like Carson Wentz and Nick Foles?
I was thinking the same thing.
No, you can't throw
that out.
Yes,
he can. Yes, he can.
One of those guys is coming off a debilitating injury. The other is a retread, and no.
And they're Super Bowl champs from last year.
Okay, I'll try one more.
Okay.
Josh McCown and Sam Darnold.
That's pretty good. I think Tyrod Taylor is a bit better than Josh McCown, but I'm willing to be dissuaded from that point of view.
Okay. He has a little bit better stats for last year, and since they're both rookies, I'll consider Mayfield and Darnold a wash.
Fair enough.
Okay, Chuck, before you go, the million-dollar question today on this show, will the Cleveland Browns make the playoffs next year, or is Jeff out to lunch?
No, this year they won't.
No.
Well, we'll see.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it. I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
Make the playoffs. Oh my God!
They'll be eliminated after week 9.
You will never ever hear the end of it.
We won't hear the end of it anyway.
I know, but you especially won't.
There is no way the Browns are going to make the playoffs.
You know, the only
way they're not going to beat Pittsburgh for the division. So now they're going to have to scrap to try to win a wild card spot, and it's not going to happen. I love the fact that you're, and everyone listening, he's dead serious and passionate about
this.
No, I am. And I will give that to you.
This isn't a shtick.
I give that to you, but it is so out in left field without a glove.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
Look at their team, Duda.
So, yeah, I have, look, I'm here's last year's stats, but
there's 0-16,
0-8, winning percentage,
0-0-0,
division 0-6, conference 0-12. Differential in points, 176.
That'd be like kicking you off the show and bringing in literally anybody else and saying, oh, but they're not better because look at what they were with Duda. They were terrible. But you know what? You get it, right?
No, because that made absolutely no sense at all. No, it didn't. It made no sense at all.
It made perfect sense.
None, zero.
Back to the phones. Jeremy, the caller, how are you?
Pretty good, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Jeremy Barber.
Yes, sir. I'm actually on your side on this one, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeremy, what have you been doing this afternoon?
Well, they've added a lot of pieces. I think Tyrod Taylor should get the start this year. I mean, he's a very decent quarterback, and then you bring in Jarvis Landry, and I think Josh Gordon coming back, you know, getting this almost a whole year last year. I think they're going to be a team to watch out for, and that defense is really good, so look out for the Browns this year to make the playoffs.
I'm with you, Jeremy. Thank you so much. I appreciate the support there. And you're starting to, you might be right.
No, I am really not.
Nothing to say.
No, I am dumbfounded.
Let me look at this roster. Oh, Jeremy, my God, this is a good roster.
Jeremy sounds like he kind of knows what he's talking about, except on this situation here. I don't think, there's no way. There's no way.
There is a way.
Of course there's a chance, but no. None.
Here's what I need you to at least acknowledge. For this team, this particular team, last year means nothing, right?
Well, if, you know what? For everybody, last year really means nothing.
No, because a lot of teams have the same personnel or very similar personnel. The Browns have two new receivers, essentially, in Gordon and Landry. Corey Coleman, he didn't play much last year either, but he's a nice player also. He was hurt. They have a new quarterback in Taylor, another new quarterback in Mayfield, two new running backs in Chubb and Hyde. Miles Garrett, you think would be pretty good coming off a season where he didn't play much because of injury. Emmanuel Ogba, a good player. They added Denzel Ward at cornerback, good. Jabril Peppers back at safety, good. EJ Gaines, another quarterback, good. Demarius Randall, the trade from Green Bay, good. Jamie Collins from New England from last year, good. They're good. They're just good.
They have players. I will give you that. They got some players. No question. The other thing I'll give you is I don't think the AFC is going to be that tough. You know, you look at last year, 9-7 got you in the playoffs, which is the only thing they have.
I think they can go 9-7.
It's the only thing they have going for them. But I still don't think. I think six games. I think Cap was right. Five or six games.
But I just look at that team and it's like, and they are good.
If they do, it'll be in the second half when they start playing better because they got so many new players. They got to figure everything out.
We'll see.
Pete, yeah, we will see.
Pete, you're on the show. What's up?
Okay, well, you know, I like to see teams that have been bad get better, but I don't think they're making the playoffs.
Pete's a smart man.
I know. It's a huge leap.
And I hopefully in the next couple of years, because I hate having teams that are that bad that long. I wanted to tell Duda, unfortunately, I'm not a big hockey guy, so I would have to say that, yes, I know you from this show, not from your hockey days.
So I was right. Sweet. See, there you go.
There you go. So, one for one.
Actually, the first time I even knew who you were was I happened to be at the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame induction when you were inducted.
Nice.
Well, sweet.
I was there for my friend Jeff Tuttle, who was being inducted at the same time.
Nice deal.
See?
Thanks, Pete. We appreciate it. There's another guy, Pete's on my side.
No, he was not on your side. He wasn't.
He towed the line and then was too afraid to step over it.
He wasn't afraid. Pete doesn't sound like a guy that was going to not say what he wanted to say.
Why did the Vegas Golden Knights make the playoffs?
Good players.
Yeah, good players on the 2018 Cleveland Browns.
Not a chance. Not a chance. No, it's not going to happen.
I'm waiting for you to tell me a weakness. They added Darren Fells in free agency.
The weakness is the fact that they're the Cleveland Browns. They got to get out of this funk, and it might take them a year or two. But do they have good players for the next two or three years? Yes.
God, their
if they stay
good.
Together, I think they have a chance. But this year coming up, no. No. There's no way. And the other thing is you're talking about Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield at quarterback still. That's not a great tandem.
It's not a great tandem, but is it better than Deshaun Kaiser?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's an upgrade.
It's not a big enough upgrade.
But it's a huge upgrade from Deshaun Kaiser, who is awful. Tyrod Taylor has had a modicum of success, more than that, but he's experienced good things in the
but
NFL.
But here's the thing with Taylor. He wants to get out of the pocket. He wants to run the ball. And he has all these weapons that he has to try to get it to. So if they're going to make him a pocket passer, right, to get Landry in there and to get Coleman in there and to get Gordon in there and Duke Johnson out of the backfield, he's going to have to throw the ball.
Right. Sounds like a perfect setup for me. Get it out of the pocket. Get that running back going down the sideline. Get that Josh Gordon who's on an out route because you've created time for him to escape defenses. It's perfect. I mean, I appreciate they were bad last year, but how about some facts? Hey, Chad.
Hey, so their weakness is the coaching.
Bad coach. I'll give you that.
All kinds of places, people there. Players for days. They can't coach. It's not going to happen.
It's a good point.
I you're correct about that. Their coach is bad. Frazier or whatever. Who is it?
Isn't Jackson?
Jackson. Hugh Jackson. I don't know why I was thinking Frazier. He's a bad coach. He's awful. And that's
horrible. There's no way. There's no way he's going to coach them to a playoff.
I almost hope they start 1-2 and he gets fired and we bring somebody in and then we go 14-2. Thanks, Chad.
Well, I mean,
I wasn't even going to give him a chance to.
He's got a winning percentage of like 8.
He's a horrific coach, but let's see what he does, at least with some players. One more phone call before we take a break. It's Joel. How are you?
Fellas, Joel T. How you doing?
Joel T. Lamerno. How are you?
I'm good. I. Good timing. I mean, two things. First of all, I just heard you say Hugh Jackson's not a good coach. I think he can be a good coach. I know he hasn't won any games, but he was tremendous in Cincinnati. We were a playoff team when he was there.
But I hope it carries over.
Sure, I do too. I like the guy. I was sad he went. But to your point of the Browns making the playoffs, the simple feeling I have is that the Bengals will struggle to make the playoffs this year.
Uh-oh. Joel, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, is that it? The Bengals will struggle to make the playoffs? It sounded like you were going to continue there.
Yeah, I said that the Bengals are going to struggle to make the playoffs, and the Browns will not have a better record than the Bengals, so they will not make the
Sounds
playoffs.
Like another bet coming on. What would you like to bet?
I would think.
I would like to bet whatever you like on the fact that I'll just bet you Bengals-Browns best record.
Okay. I'm good with that. Send me a text.
I will. See you guys.
All right, later.
See, Joel T even knows. Because he knows that Cincinnati is going to be better than Cleveland, so at best, Cleveland will be third in their division. That's not going to get them in the playoffs.
Browns finished second in that division. Bengals finished fourth.
So you might as well bet your house then, obviously.
I may. We're moving anyway. Maybe. I don't know. That's it for this segment. We'll come back. We got more Thunder. That was their general manager, Joel T. Lamerno. We'll talk to their coach, Malcolm Cameron, when we return on The Drive. Jason Duda, former Thunder player, in for Bob today. I'm Jeff Lutz, and this is Sports Radio KVH.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.